The Shawnee Theater opens their 49th season with John Michael Tabalak and Stephen Schwartz musical Godspell. Godspell began its life as a master's degree project at Carnegie Mellon University. It opened on Broadway in 1971. That was just a year after Jesus Christ Superstar. Author John Michael Tabalak has said that the show's concept was inspired by a chapter titled Christ the Harlequin in Harvard Divinity Professor Harvey Cox's book Feast of Fools. Playing Jesus in a circus top hat and tails is master actor Mike Price. He's a genial figure, a sort of camp counselor to the varied, talented, and wildly costumed cast. Godspell draws much of its material from the Gospel of Matthew, and some of the lyrics actually come from the Episcopal Church hymnal. Godspell opens with the cast on stage making puppet-like gestures, and according to the synopsis, they take turns speaking messages of philosophers, from Socrates to Jean-Paul Sartre. Then they all speak them together in a sort of Tower of Babel effect. Then Jesus appears, they stop babbling and start acting more human. The action of Godspell begins with the baptizing of Jesus by John the Baptist, played by Mike Carey. The show proceeds at a fast pace through a series of scenes of the parables and lessons. Some are told, some are danced, some are even part of a game of charades. In traditional and thought-provoking part of the production, Judas is played by the same Mike Carey who appeared earlier as John the Baptist. The show concludes with Jesus' betrayal and then the dramatic finale of the crucifixion. Apparently, neither the parables nor the mystery of the crucifixion took with the crowd because they go back to their earlier jerky puppet behavior. Much of the costuming and the action of the Shawnee production is inspired by director Matt Graber's affection for Cirque du Soleil. The show has a bit of a circus feel and even a spirit of improvisation. Graber and set designer Rick Corley have come up with a very flexible set of elements that look like trunks, but can turn into quite a variety of stages. The music director and pianist is Miranda Crispin. The cast sings well, but frequently the lead voices are mixed at or below the level of the instruments. It's more of a rock show than a music mix. The Shawnee Theater production of Godspell continues with performances Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and then Sunday there's a matinee. You can find this review and an interview with the Shawnee's producing artistic director, Matt Graber, on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.